Our project is called Israel Nipper Program. We are taking to Israel five or six Australian lifesavers to Israel who will train Israeli lifeguards and some ex-lifeguards to promote and to launch an Israeli Nipper program based on the successful Australian precedent.
Steve, I'd like to ask you about the Nipper program in Australia, first of all, because many of our listeners wouldn't even know. You told me what's the Nipper program, and I think it's quite amazing, and people that have young children know what it is. But can you please explain to our wider audience what's the Nipper program?
The Nipper program in Australia is run by Surf Life Saving Australia and its various branches. Every weekend over summer for 22 weeks for approximately 2 hours, Australian kids mass at the various beaches, and they are taught by the Australian lifesavers first aid, water safety. They're taught the skills of understanding the water and just how to conduct themselves safely at the beach. Presently, I'm told that there are approximately 67,000 nippers registered in Australia today, and there are some beaches, for example, Coogee, that I am very much aware of, where every Sunday morning over summer, there are 1,000 nippers.
Wow.
Which is just an amazing number.
And what ages are the children?
5 to 12, I think it is, yes.
And what happened when they reach 12? Is there a program for teenagers?
Well, many of them have been there since the age of 5 or 6. So by the time they, let's use the word graduate, they are basically they're junior lifesavers, and they're capable of becoming, in due course, a lifesaver. They work often on the weekends at the beach alongside the senior lifeguards, lifesavers and lifeguards.
This is quite amazing because this program obviously doesn't exist in Israel. So how did you get the initiative to bring this program to Israel?
The commencement of the project was very interesting in that it was never intended to happen. It was one of those situations that arose. It was then decided in due course to start the Nipper program. My family have an apartment in Ramat Poleg, south of Netanya. We would go to the beach and we would observe the conduct of the lifeguard and of kids on the beach. I can be very specific. It was July 2013. My wife and her sister, who was visiting us in Israel, my wife Anne and Margaret, came home from the beach and described what could only be considered to be an inept rescue. And that same weekend, the weekend of July 10, 2013, 5 people drowned on Israeli beaches, an incredibly, inappropriately large number. And my wife made the comment, can't we do something about this? Little did she know that 18 months later, approximately, we would have a Nipper program starting in Israel. We would have a non-profit Australian Friends of Life Saving Israel established in Australia, and at the same time we would also have an Amuta, an Israeli NGO, commencing operation in Israel to run the Nipper program.
It's quite amazing how our listeners can get involved if they want to get involved in the Nipper program.
In Australia, the public can do a number of things. Firstly, they could apply and become members of the Australian Friends of Life Saving Israel. We are at the moment in the process of also raising funds in Australia to make this launch happen. It doesn't happen overnight. It's taken us at least 18 months to reach this stage. There's substantial funds required to purchase equipment, to train the lifeguards and ex-lifeguards, the Nipper leaders, and to make the thing happen. We've been very fortunate to date that we've received seed funding from the Pratt Foundation. Also, another major grant from an Australian family. They assisted us to get started. They recognised that there was a need in Israel. There is no water safety programs in Israel for kids on the beach. They recognised that with this program in place, we will, in due course, have a situation where Israelis will, through their kids, learn more about how the sea works, how the ocean works, how to avoid a rip, what to do in the case of some emergency eventuating. So we believe that we're going to save lives in due course by this program.
And if people want to get involved, where, what is your website?
www.AustralianFriendsOfLifesavingIsrael.
And what was the reaction in Israel?
Absolutely amazing. We have a pilot program happening in July at two beaches in Nitzanim in the south, which is part of the regional council of Chof Ashkelon, and also at Be'er Sheva Beach in Ashdod, which is probably about 10 kilometres north of Nitzanim. So this pilot, we believe, is the beginning. And once we can prove and show the whole of the Israeli public what a wonderful program this NIPA program can be, we will start rolling the program across all the other beaches across Israel. What sort of reaction have we had? It's amazing. It's been accepted by the city councils as something really important, because there is no precedent in Israel. There is no such water safety programs, either in the schools or outside the schools. In Israel, one of the significant things is that there are not a large number of Israeli lifeguards. This is an interesting situation where if we have educated people on the beach, it's going to assist the lifeguards to undertake their duties much more efficiently.
Steve Rubner, this is an amazing project. You're exporting knowledge, expertise from Australia to save lives in Israel. Thank you very much.